You're listening to the Bearded Theologians podcast, hosted by Zach Bechtold and Matt Franks. If you'd like to learn more about the Bearded Theologians, you can go online at beardedtheologians.com, where we have past podcasts, blogs, and a couple of items for sale. So check us out, beardedtheologians.com. Thank you for listening, and enjoy this week's show.
You're listening to the Bearded Theologians podcast, hosted by Matt Franks
and Zach Bechtold.
So with this being almost the middle of May, and as you are preparing for summer programming and summer ideas and, you know, all the things that go with doing church in the summer, we figured we'd talk about a few things and things that may come up along the way. And so, Zach, as you think about how you're preparing for summer, what comes to mind for you?
Yeah. You know, we do this conversation every summer just about, but I think it's a fascinating one, especially as I've moved around and done ministry in different regions of the country, right? And everybody does summer differently, you know, culturally in the church and in your communities. And what I found here in Montana, especially, is summers are the time to be out and about. I mean, there's a couple of national parks, you know, Yellowstone's an hour and a half away, Glacier's 3 hours away, Canada's 4 hours away, right? And there's a whole lot of stuff in between that. And, you know, living in communities where families or people move off, right? Where you have grandparents who have stayed, who are here a long time or long term. And then you have folks who, they're, you know, the kids have moved off. And so they have grandkids. And so there's a lot of travel there, as well as, you know, having snowbirds come back from Arizona and New Mexico, where it's much warmer in the winter. You've got those folks coming back. And so it creates some really interesting dynamics, not only about what church looks like on Sunday mornings and what programming looks like, but in the opportunities that there are far beyond what maybe we can do in the winter or during the school year, and being out and about and meeting people where they are. And so, you know, in my context, really every church context, I think, slows down in the summer, at least on Sunday mornings, but other programming and opportunities pick up. And so we lean heavily, I lean heavily into that. I'm encouraging people to be where they need to be, whether that's out hiking or fishing or with their grandkids or traveling, whatever, and lean into the digital spaces that we can on Sunday to still connect with folks wherever they may be, but also finding fun and unique opportunities throughout the week to gather for, you know, hiking or a beer or coffee or fellowship and in church in some different kind of way that doesn't look like Sundays. So that's kind of where I gear up or where I'm gearing up to head into June through August for here in Bozeman in the area. Really looking forward to it, because we can certainly do different things that we can't do the rest of the year. Muted.
Yeah, I think I would learn better after so many years. But, you know, I think that's one of the things that a few years ago at Church of the Resurrection, they talked about the seasons of the church life, and that instead of looking at things throughout like a whole year lens, they looked at it the seasons. And so, you know, in the first year of my appointment, that's kind of been one of the things I've been trying to discern what the seasons are of this church. And we have three. We have the summer season, we have the winter fall season, we have the winter spring season. And in those seasons, you can do different things. And like one of the things that we do here at Castle Rock is we do an outdoor chapel. And so we adjust our worship times, and we do an outdoor chapel at 8:30 and then the modern service at 10. And I'm hoping to add some additional programming afterwards for some adult education purposes, because it's definitely one space that we're a little bit deficient in, but we can do some really cool things that will be very helpful and meaningful, you know, doing a Bible study and then going out for lunch afterwards. That's something I'm hoping to be able to do. And so I think, like, looking at your season, what you have coming ahead, like looking at your church calendar and discerning what seasons are, I think that's a great way of programming and getting ready. And so if you're looking towards the next season already, you know, you can already be ahead of the game and get things in order, get things planned out, so that then all you have to do is really just go And I think that that's healthy. I've been in enough churches the last few years that have struggled with that, and they just kind of plan as they go. Whereas I'm, you know, I've been trying to shift, at least in my context, moving us towards more of actual planning, and not just planning by the three people that do all the work, but like getting more people involved so that way they can see how much work is goes into these things. And I think that when we really think about the seasons of our church life, you can find healthy ways, to get people involved, whether, you know, if they're snowbirds, how can they be involved when they're here? And when they're away, you know, now we're in a space where the digital thing is real, and encouraging them to still be connected. And I think of, we have one man who moved away, who lives in Illinois, who still is very connected into the life of the church. And I think that, providing those spaces is healthy. And I know there's been a big push, especially as, you know, COVID has really turned the corner, to do away with the digital space. And I think this is the time where we need to lean into it more. And not saying we have to go up to the level that we were running, you know, early COVID, but I think we do need to have things that can be engaging online, that yet still can be connecting to the congregation and which you're a part of. And I think the one thing that we tend to try to do is let up in the summer. I think there's a way of doing it where it can be healthy, but you can't just stop church just because the summer's here.
Right. Yeah. And there's a big difference in letting up and doing things differently, right? Seeing different opportunities, different paths for ministry and things like that. Cause just stopping and dialing back to only doing Sunday mornings or doing the main thing, whatever our main thing is. Yeah. We miss the opportunity. Right. And then, like you said, we're gearing up for seasons, and planning ahead rather than going, oh, hey, we have like an extra Friday here that's kind of free in the community. What should we do? But looking forward and planning out, saying, here's what summer looks like. How do we engage well? How do we be intentional in our ministry and in our, just presence in the community? Yeah. How do we show up?
Well, and I think that that's the other thing too, is that there are things that happen in your community that you can connect into that don't require you to do anything.
Right.
You know, we have a big 4th of July parade here, and we won't necessarily have a parade float unless people are wanting to do it. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I'm going to encourage people is that if you can, please wear, and we'll, hopefully by then we'll have a church t-shirt, and you know, hey, while you're downtown, wear a church t-shirt. I think that goes a longer way than being in the parade. I think parades are amazing, but so many of our people that would want to be in the church parade are already in other groups or activities for whatever reason. And so we have to create space for that. But I think there's also a way that we can be a presence in the community, whether it's like we have a summer concert series that I'm trying to figure out how we can be a part of. You know, there's always, I mean, most communities have events that you can be a part of, and you don't have to put together a booth and sell things or hand out pamphlets. You can be a presence with your presence and, you know, have a church t-shirt, have some things that you can hand out maybe as you're walking by or as you connect with people. You know, and I think that that's a great way of doing outreach. It's not necessarily about doing something at the event, but being present at the event. I think that that's almost as important as actually having a booth and people getting angry and upset at those booths. You and I have done those booths enough to know that tends to be the case. That is actually a negative. Those things are negatives than they are more positives. And I want to do things that are going to be positive and life-giving and not just something we're doing because we think we're going to get people to come into our church because we have a booth.
Right.
And there are definitely a lot of ways that you can get people to know your church without having to do those things that could be potentially not healthy for the congregation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's how we frame evangelism, right? Is evangelism making sure we're filling pews or making sure we're connecting people in such a way that they see the love and grace of God. Right. And, yeah, sure. Sometimes that's a booth, but more often than not, it's just showing up. It's being there, being your authentic self. And we do that in so many ways. In summer, the summer months offer so many ways to do that and think differently about how we show up and present us different opportunities, right? And so, Yeah. That's where I would land this week is show up. What are the ways you can show up that are helpful and healthy and fruitful for your community and for your church?
Yeah. And I think that that's definitely, you're right. I think that's a great place to land and realize that like outreach can look as simple as having a church t-shirt on being at an mm-hmm. event.
Yep.
And that can be outreach. There's something really cool. And I've seen this at baseball games and other things of seeing a whole church wearing their church t-shirt at the event. Mm-hmm. I think that's always kind of cool. You know, especially in the summertime, go to a baseball game, go to all these other things. And so, outreach isn't as scary as we make it out to be.
Right.
And so I think that that's definitely a good place to land today. So, with that in mind, we want to encourage you to go to our website at beardedtheologians.com and check out all of our great past podcasts and content to pick up with Father's Day and Mother's Day around the corner. Actually, Mother's Day is Sunday. So just, you know, if you haven't gotten your gift today, good luck. but, you know, one of the things that I always like to share with this is that like Zach and I do this out of the passion of our heart for the church and for the faith community. And you know, last couple of weeks we've had like crazy blips that have caused us not to be able to record. Literally like click crazy blips on both our sides, not being able to record for the first time in 6 years. And so one of the things that I kind of had told myself and is that, you know, this is for our passion. And so we just kind of took a break, mm-hmm. not intentional, definitely not intentional. We just couldn't record, like physically couldn't record.
Didn't happen. Yeah.
Internet's on in Montana and Colorado. We're being crazy, just like the weather is right now. And so, you know, we do this out of the kindness of our heart. And so one of the ways that you can help us is, like us and share us. The more reviews you can give us, the better. It helps us along the way. It gets who we are out there. Cause, one of our goals is always to try to, bring healthiness to the church. And we feel like we do that with the conversations that we have here. And you know, you can do that all at our website or wherever else you listen to podcasts. And so for the Bearded Theologians, I'm Matt Franks.
I'm Zach Bechtold. Thanks for checking us out.
Guys, I want you to subscribe and like this video and push that thumbs up.
Thank you for listening to the Bearded Theologians podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share on all social media outlets. You can check out old episodes and more information at beardedtheologians.com. Thanks for checking us out.